The Parliament Act of 1911 made one of the most significant changes to the British constitution of the 20th century and permanently altered the balance of power between the elected House of Commons and the unelected second chamber, the House of Lords. Until 1911, the two houses held equal power, the Lords having the right to amend or completely reject legislation passed by the House of Commons. Convention, however, dictated that the Lords would not amend legislation involving money, since it was felt that only the Commons should determine how public money was spent. But this was only a convention, and one that was to be tested in 1909, ultimately leading to the Parliament Act of 1911. The clash between the two houses was in some ways inevitable, and it is no coincidence that it occurred during a period when the relationship between the state and the people in Britain was undergoing some profound changes. When the Liberal Party swept to victory with an overwhelming majority in 1906, they began a series of social reforms which made the state far more involved in people's daily lives than it had ever been before. Under the banner of New Liberalism, various measures, including the feeding and medical inspection of schoolchildren, old age pensions, and eventually national insurance, were introduced to try to relieve some of the worst excesses of poverty. While politicians in the 19th century had been distrustful of state intervention in people's lives, New Liberalism saw it as the state's responsibility to help those who, often through no fault of their own, were unable to escape poverty. It was how to pay for these new and often expensive policies, however, that brought the Liberal government into conflict with the House of Lords, and it is that conflict which would eventually lead to the latter's reform in the Parliament Act of 1911.